All right, welcome everybody to another edition of Hashtag Ask Danny Live. I am your host, Danny Morrell. I got to tell you guys something. We're going to do something a little bit different today. No questions came in online, and as a result, we're going to go live right here. If you have a question about business, about wealth, about money, about prosperity, about balance, about what color underwear to wear, I don't know what you got a question about, ask me your question. I want to help. Go ahead and just type in your phone number wherever you are in the country on either Instagram or Facebook. Shout out to Adrian Hernandez who just joined us. Man, Instagram, we're doing good here. We're doing good here. I want to introduce you to two special guests today. Mike and Isaiah, come on over here, guys. Come on over here. Two special guests. We got Isaiah Morrell here. Say hello, Isaiah. And say hello to Micah.
Hi, Facebook.
So they are manning Instagram, and I'm keeping an eye on Facebook. You know what, Lauren? What's probably a better idea? You on your phone, get on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because it's not letting me see the comments right now. Okay. Sound good? No. All right, guys. So here we go. We're going to go ahead and get started with the show again. What I'd like to do right now is I'd like to give you a little bit of a review of some of the things I posted on Instagram and Facebook this week. But while we're at it, if you have a question, please shoot me your phone number and I'm going to call you live right now. I'd love to talk to you, get to know you, and see how I can help you. Let's go to Instagram right now. And if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down, please. Okay, number one, I want you to write down, attack every day with intensity and passion, and yet understand that it will all take time to manifest, right? That was one of our posts this week on social media, and I want to talk to you a little bit about that while we wait for people to send questions. Listen, guys, that's just the reality of the situation. It's called being patiently impatient, right? Patiently impatient. And what that means is that you want to go out at things and you want things to happen not now. You want things to happen yesterday. Very, very important that you attack your day through that energy, right? Speed is everything. The quicker that your business process is, the more clients that you could fit throughout the year. No matter what business you're in, I want you to think about Chipotle for a second, right? Chipotle has a process where as you're walking up to Chipotle, they have you literally, you can see it's like a little conveyor belt for humans, right? Have you ever thought about that? You walk in, you go through the lettuce, and then you go through the carbs, and then you go through the protein, then you go through the extras, and then they tell you that it's an extra $1.50 for avocado, right? And then they charge you, and at the very end, what do they have looking at you? They have drinks, those awesome mango drinks, and a nice Corona if you want to. It's all a process, and that entire process takes about a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And why do you think they do it that way? They do it that way because if you look at another restaurant, a mom and pop, what that restaurant does is the opposite. You sit down, and then the waitress has to come. And the waitress, God bless her, she gets there within the first 7 minutes, right? And then when she does, she asks you for your drinks. I don't know about you. I'm a get-to-the-point kind of guy, right? I'm a get-to-the-point kind of guy. You know what? St. Douglas, I see your question. Shoot me your phone number. Let's talk. I'm a get-to-the-point kind of guy. And so when by the time a waitress comes to me, I usually say, I'm ready. I know what I want to order. And by the way, get me the bill. Because speed is everything, people. Right? So think about a conventional restaurant and think about Chipotle and ask yourself this question. How many people can go in and out of that system at the quickest amount of time? Which is the quickest method? And if you're honest with yourself, you'll understand that Chipotle is most likely the one that's going to be able to do more business in a quicker amount of time, right? Think about your business right now. How quick is your process? How fast is your process? How many hiccups is your process? If you guys want to speed it up, I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint. Whether you like it or not, Mr. Floyd Mayweather, he's a boxer, right? And whether you like it or not, you've got to appreciate the fact that the reason why he's undefeated and the reason why nobody has beat him is quite frankly, his fists just move at a much, much faster pace. Right now, you could call it running, you could call it whatever. I'm not even necessarily saying I'm a fan of Floyd Mayweather. I'm a fan of greatness, and I'm a fan of the fact that you've got somebody here who who was able to go undefeated all this time. Why? Think about it. Because of speed. Because of speed. And listen, we have humans out there that want to do more business, and yet herein lies the problem. Their brain functions at a slower pace. You can catch that and you can hear that from the rate of people's speech. Just by the way they speak, just by the way that they communicate, you can hear it. As a matter of fact, some of you guys eventually are going to hire or going to be able to do enough business to where you can actually hire your own attorney. I recently went through that process. An attorney is not the cheapest thing in the world to get, especially getting one just for yourself, just for your company. And I'll tell you, I can remember sitting with Claudia in the interview process. I can remember thinking, you know what, when we met Kristen Waite, our attorney, I thought to myself, I'm going to hire her just because I can see that her brain moves very, very fast. I could literally see it. I could see her brain working, people. As she was answering my questions, her eyes were looking to the top right corner, and she was already thinking and processing how to best determine every situation, how to handle all the potential downfalls, how to do everything. I thought to myself, that is my attorney right then and there. True enough and true to form, she's been with us three months already. She has absolutely revolutionized the way we handle contracts, the value that we provide our agents and the company, all because of the fact that her brain works at a much, much quicker pace than most people's brain works. And so some of you guys might be thinking, well, damn, Danny, my brain works actually kind of slow. Okay, then speed it up. I mean, look, eventually you're going to have to address things, right? Eventually, you're going to have to address things, and eventually, you're going to have to realize the second quote that I posted on Instagram is the way you do anything is the way you do everything. By the way, if you have a question, I want to call you live. My son is on Instagram waiting for your phone number. Post your phone number. I'll call you. If you're on Facebook, post your phone number. I'll call you. Lauren, if you see a phone number, you let me know. If not, I'm just going to keep flowing. Isaiah?
Don't be shy. Go for it.
Isaiah says, don't be shy. Go for it. Okay? All right? So the second post was, the way you do anything is the way you do everything, right? And you know, guys, one of the things that I believe in is the fact that we as human beings, we all have, you know, some strengths and we all have weaknesses. It's just the reality of things. We all have strengths and we all have weaknesses, right? And so when I'm teaching my sales classes and I'm doing my sales coaching and I'm teaching people how to communicate in a much faster fashion, I mean, listen to me right now. You come in front of me and I'm going to sell you something. Man, I'll tell you right now, my emotions are in check. My mind is in check. My words are flowing the way that they need to flow. And most importantly, they're flowing at the rate of speech that can mimic you, the prospect's rate of speech. That's because of years and years of training. Years and years of working on it. You know, people ask me today, Danny, how do you feel so comfortable, for example, speaking in front of people? Simple. I remember 15 years ago, I got my little staff in front of me and I would force them to sit in front of me once a day and allow me to speak publicly and speak openly. And I just got comfortable and more comfortable and more comfortable to the point today that I could present anything to anybody. And you could tell me right now, Danny, Citizens Bank Arena here in Ontario, California. It's sold out. There's 10,000 people there. The speaker did not show up, and I need you to talk to these people about the key things that they need in order to grow their businesses. All I need is 10 minutes, and I'll be ready to rock and roll. Now, answer me this. If you have that type of confidence, do you think your business would grow? Do you think your results would grow? Do you think your efficiency would grow? The answer is absolutely anything. Absolutely, yes. So if you think about the second image that I posted this week, it was a quote that said, the way you do anything is the way you do everything, right? I specifically want you to think about for a second the speed in which you make business decisions. The speed in which you make business decisions. I want you to think about that for a second, because that's a big deal, guys. That's a big deal for some of us. As a matter of fact, I want you to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 5, right? And go ahead and type it out. If you're watching live right now, go ahead and type it out. 5 is I make fast business decisions. 1 is I have to think about thinking about thinking about thinking about thinking about thinking about it. Some of us just naturally take a little bit more time to make business decisions. Let's digest that a little bit, right? Let's think about this for a second. If you take a long time to make business decisions, question for you, how long are you going to take in leading other people to make business decisions? What if your entire livelihood depends on your ability to pull out a pen and have someone sign a contract, which, by the way, I know that makes you uncomfortable. Then again, the way you do anything is the way you do everything. If this just made you uncomfortable, Wendy Junk, I see you, she rated herself a 5. That's why she's going to make over 400K this year as a salesperson. Great job, Wendy. You see that confidence, guys. You need that confidence, right? Lauren, are they rating themselves on Facebook?
Yeah.
What are we getting?
Four.
Okay, four, good. Way to be honest with yourself. Way to be honest with yourself, right? Think about this. Think about the two examples that I just gave you guys on Instagram and on Facebook. Yes. Thank you, Lux Group Real Estate, right? The way you do anything is the way you do everything, right? So if you're slow in business decisions, let me ask you a question. What happens if you have a hot prospect or a hot deal and it's sitting right in front of you? And whenever it's time for you to make business decisions, or whenever it's time for you to make business decisions, the way you've been programmed, the way your mind has been programmed to work, you naturally go like this. Well, you know, let me think about it. Let me talk to so-and-so, and then let me just kind of ponder over it. And then you know what? I'll get back to you. That's slow. And slow is typically directly associated with fear or doubt or worry, or concern. And we're getting some phone numbers, so I'm going to call you right now in a second, okay? So now, if you have a tough time with fear and doubt and worry, I'm just going to challenge you with something, and I want you to realize the reality of things. What happens when you have a prospect that is filled with fear, doubt, and worry? What happens when you have a prospect that is taking their time? What happens when you have a prospect that is very, very, very slow? To you, that's going to be normal. And if slow is normal, guess what unfortunately is going to happen? You're going to put yourself in a situation where, listen to me, we have 365 days in a year, right? We have 365 days in a year. The faster you can move people through that year, the more business that you can do. Think Chipotle. Think Chipotle. Speed is everything, my friends. The way you do anything is the way you do everything. Think from the start of your day. Do you pop up out of bed with energy? At 4 o'clock or 4:30 or 5 o'clock, which some people think is crazy, right? Or do you slowly drag out of bed and fight the alarm clock and do that song and dance at 9 o'clock in the morning? I guarantee you, if you do it that way first thing in the morning, I can pretty much guarantee you that it's going to show up somewhere else in your life. If you make slow business decisions, I guarantee you that you're not going to be able to lead people and guide people in making strong, fast business decisions. And whether you like it or not, that's going to have a direct impact on your ability to earn income. Food for thought, okay? Lauren, are we ready? Okay, you got to see Lauren. Instagram, check this out. Lauren is on the floor. Lauren is calling people right now, right? And there's Isaiah. There's my son.
It's real.
Yeah, and so we're ready for your phone calls, and we're going to go live, right? Okay, Mr. Excellence 909 says, how can I sign up for the Gary V event? Yes, absolutely. Go to relentlessevent.com, okay? Relentlessevent.com. Tickets are still available. It's June 1st. Guys, we're only 21 days away. So good thinking, okay? Thank you, Adrian. Adrian has my back. Mr. Excellence, can you call me? If you have a business question, yeah. If not, guess what? I just answered that question. Time to move on. The way you do anything is the way you do everything, all right? A next post that I made this week, and this is a big one. And by the way, if you haven't caught this, we're live, and so I'm buying time for Lauren to make the phone call.
Oh, to ask your question.
We're live. Here we go.
All right.
By the way, hopefully we don't get it crazy. Do they sound crazy?
No, he sounds very nice.
He sounds like a normal human?
Yes.
All right, good. Are we on speakerphone? Hello, hello. Hello, how are you, my friend?
I'm wonderful, wonderful. I'm glad to finally talk to you.
I'm glad to speak to you as well. What's your name, my man?
My name is Ray Evans. I'm from North Carolina.
Ray Evans from North Carolina. How are you doing, my man?
I'm doing awesome. We've been following you for some time, me and several of the agents at the firm that I own and operate.
Yeah.
And it's a privilege to speak to you. I'm hoping I get to meet you when I come to Relentless next week.
So wait a minute. Ray Evans, okay. I know that name because you're always giving us love. You're always liking. You're always commenting. I really appreciate that. Ray, tell me about yourself. So you're a business owner in North Carolina.
Yes, sir. I own a RE/MAX franchise in North Carolina.
Awesome, awesome. So you own a RE/MAX franchise in North Carolina. Isaiah, can you help me with the questions on Instagram, please? Because people are asking questions. So you can respond to them, Papi, and you can ask Lauren how to respond. Because like somebody just asked, are VIP tickets still available?
Yeah.
Go ahead and type. Say, yes, they are. Okay?
Yes, they are.
And so Ray, so you follow us from North Carolina and you're coming to Relentless.
Yes, sir.
I love it, my man. I love it. Well, listen, it's great to finally meet you on the phone. I really look forward to meeting you face-to-face, and I appreciate you following. Tell me, how can I help you, my man?
Well, twofold. Well, and it's actually a really one question. Right now, our brokerage is the number 3 ranked brokerage in the area in our marketplace.
Okay.
And I want to grow to number 1.
All right, so number 3 brokerage in your marketplace, and you want to grow to number 1.
Correct.
Okay, good.
And we want to grow from probably tonight, right now. And the beautiful thing is we're the number 3 and we only have 19 realtors.
Okay.
19 agents.
So your per agent production is pretty high.
It is. It's higher than normal, which I should know those numbers off the top of my head, but I'm still learning.
It's all good. It's all good.
So how do we go to number 1?
Yeah.
How do we just beat their tails?
Yeah.
Because we have a better product.
Right.
They have the best trainer in the area, which is me. Every other company in town that we deal with has trainers, but they have trainers that are disengaged in the marketplace that have never produced at a high level.
I got you covered, Ray. So listen, this is for everybody. Ray happens to be a real estate broker. Okay, Ray happens to be a real estate broker. You can apply the principles that I'm about to teach you to any business at all. Ray, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. By the way, guys, let me share something with all of you guys, okay? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to win at the game of business. Okay? I'm going to tell you right now, the simpler that you keep things, the better off you'll be. If you look at my business plan, the business plan that I used to run my 3 and very soon 4 different businesses, they're typically on 1 sheet of paper. So here's what I'm going to do, Ray. Here's what I'm going to do, okay? I'm going to show you how I went, right, literally from scratch to number 1. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you're watching online? You're watching on the TV, on the Facebook? Or? Okay, I said TV because eventually we're going to be on TV. Lauren, don't be laughing at me. What's wrong with you? I'm just, you know. All right, so here we go. So you write down number 1 right at the top of the page. And then you write down me, a couple of lines lower, okay? A couple of lines lower, right? And then what you do is you do number 1 is doing X. So number 1, right? This could be number 1 in your office. This could be the number 1 restaurant, the number 1 attorney's office, the number 1 whatever business you're in. And then this is me. This is me, okay? And I am doing or producing Y, right? And if you subtract what the number 1 in your industry is doing from what you are currently doing, that will give you a number. You with me so far, Ray?
Yes.
Okay. This is why it's so important for you to do this. Because as human beings, our nature is not to push. Our nature is not to strive. Our nature is not to go all in. As a matter of fact, our ego tries to keep us safe. Our ego wants to keep us protected. And so the audacity of somebody saying, I'm going to be number 1, many people don't do that. Many people say, you know what? I'm going to be I. I'm going to be, you know, just good enough. I'm going to just pay my bills. And whether you like it or not, if that's what you're getting in life right now, that's what you're saying internally. Because some people don't like it when we tell them the truth, Ray. Some people don't like it when we actually let them know that the actual results you're getting in life are as a direct proportion of what you're thinking inside. Okay? That's just the reality of things. And so the quickest way to become number one in whatever it is that you are doing is to identify exactly what it's going to take to be number one. Sound good, Ray?
Sounds excellent.
Okay, so you can do this in a couple of different ways. You can do this in income. You can do this in units moved. You can be the number one person in taco sales, and you're a taco salesperson, right? And you're selling, let's say, 200 tacos a month, and the number one person is selling 1,000 tacos a month. The difference is how many? You got to come up with 800 tacos to sell. Make sense, right?
Perfect sense.
Okay, once you have the number, once you have the difference, guess what happens? In our brain, now we have a target. And having a specific and deliberate target is everything, my man. And that's the problem with human beings nowadays, Ray. Is they live in someday land, right? Or as the movie is called, they live in La La Land. Like they have an idea that someday, maybe they're going to eventually do something great. Listen to me right now. I'm not about someday. I'm not about eventually. I want shit now. I want to dominate now. I want to win it now, and I'm willing to accept and put that pressure on my back, and I'm going to carry it on my back, and I'm going to tell you why I'm willing to accept that. Because listen to me, parents, I want you to listen to me right now. The greatest blessing you can give these kids who are laying right here listening to the words, even though they're not on paying attention, and even though they're playing on their cell phones, they're listening and they're watching what we do. The greatest way that you can have an impact on your children is to show them what's possible. That's why, my man, you have to become number one, Ray. That's why that's your purpose. That's why that's the only thing I want you thinking about. Make sense?
Awesome.
All right. So what's the number? What's the difference? Annually, per year, what's the difference?
We are number one.
You're asking me what the difference is right now?
Yep. The difference between number one and the difference between what you're producing right now.
It's double of where we are at.
Okay.
Right now. The difference between the number one and number two are neck and neck.
All right. So
kind of go back and forth, and we're number three, and they're basically double where we're at.
Okay, give me actual numbers. Number one office per year does how many units?
I do not know that number off the top of my head. I have the research in my folders, but
can you give me a ballpark? Just a ballpark?
Where are we at for the year? I hate ballparks, but probably 1,600 units.
Okay, here's what I'm gonna do, guys, so we can help Ray here, okay?
Well, right here, Danny. 60 times 2 is 120. 120 times 12 is what? 1,400
units a year, and you are currently moving how many units a year?
Right now, we're writing 60 contracts a month, closing anywhere from 50 to 55 transactions per month. So that's
No. See, Ray, come on, my man, stay with me. How many units are you moving per year? Answer.
560.
So the difference between 560 and 1,400 is how much?
14, 560, Master Marines here. 10 minus 6 is 4, 13, 840 units.
840 units. Okay, you guys see how we did this? There's the difference. Ray has the desire to be number one. Let me show you how you're going to do that. Ray, right now, you're moving 560 units, and you have how many agents?
19.
What's 19 divided by 560? That's actually pretty damn good, by the way.
0.03.
No, pardon me, 560 divided by 19.
I'm sorry, 560 divided by 19.
Stay with me out there. Stay with me.
29.4.
So on average, every agent that works in your company makes 29.4 units a year. Yes or no?
Yes.
Great. Congratulations. That's pretty freaking good. Guess what we're going to do now? Take 29.4 divided into 840. What do you get? Or pardon me, 840 divided into 29.4.
28.57.
How much?
That means we're seeing 11 agents that sell 21 units.
Okay, Ray, 840 divided by 29 is how much? 29. That's 29. Ray, you will be number one when you find 29 more salespeople.
29 more salespeople. Okay.
Let's take 29 and divide that by 12. What do you get, Lauren? 29 divided by 12. 2.4. 2.5, 2.4. Ray, if you want to be number one in the next year, you need to go find 2.4 salespeople per month. Ray, if you want to be number one in the next 6 months, you need to go find 5 salespeople per month. People, the lesson here, get out of fantasy land, get out of la-la land, decide what you want, and know the numbers. Know the numbers. The numbers drive everything. Get out of emotion-based business and get into data-driven business. Make sense, Ray?
Makes a lot of sense.
Ray, when will you be number one? 6 months or 1 year?
1 year.
1 year. Ray, here's what I'm going to do. Let's have a little fun. You ready?
Yes, sir.
You're going to go become number one in your marketplace in the next 12 months. Okay? That is in May of next year, right?
Right.
You show me proof that you became number one May of next year in your marketplace. Next year's Relentless is on me. Sound good?
Sounds wonderful.
Go get them, my friend, and I'll see you this year. And listen, I appreciate you so much. You're flying all the way from North Carolina to Relentless. There's people that ain't going to show up, and they live like 20 minutes away, which is called stupidity, but God bless you for your bravery and your commitment.
I was just going to say, they're dumb.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Take care, Ray. Bye-bye.
Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You got to love it. Ray from North Carolina, right? Ray from North Carolina. All right, I think we've got another phone number to call on Facebook, right? I hope that helped, guys. Did that help you guys? It's very simple. You see, it's tough to hit a target that you don't know what it is. You don't know what the target is, right? And you can do this for everything. You can say, you know, right now I make 50K a year, right? And I want to make 150K a year. And I make, on average, X amount per sale. So how much do I need to do? I need to do X more sales. Well, if I need to do X more sales over the year, I divide that by 12. All I need to do is increase my sales by X amount per month. And then you go, shit, that's all I need to do. And then you go hit that number month after month after month. 12 months later, guess what happens? Your life has changed forever. That's the formula, guys. I'm going to tell you right now, there has never in my life been a business in the last 11 years that I started that didn't earn $1 million in the first 12 months. Never. It hasn't happened. I'm about to launch a new business right now. I'm about to launch a new business, and I can pretty much project it'll earn me 2.5 million like that within 12 months. Why? Because I've just trained myself to understand exactly what I want, understand the numbers, and go after the numbers. We have another caller.
Yeah, it's Justinia.
God, Lauren, this is exciting. We have actual humans out there. Hang on, before we go to the caller, there are some questions on Instagram. Can you please post a link for room accommodations for Relentless on Facebook?
Yeah.
We will be doing that in the Facebook group in Relentless. Yes, absolutely. All right, we have a question from Yesenia. Yesenia, how can I help you?
Yes, hi, Danny.
Yesenia, I have to know something first, okay?
Yes.
Are you coming to Relentless?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. I have to know one other thing, please. Are you
what is that?
Are you crazy?
I'm crazy.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Okay.
I'm totally crazy.
Okay. Well, you're the good kind of crazy, so that's okay. We invite you to be a part of the show. How can I help you, Yesenia?
Yes, I have a question. I just recently joined in Tarot Corona.
Oh, cool.
And I'm very happy to be part of that family. It's absolutely wonderful. The question that I have is I'm currently working full-time.
Yep.
And my intention
is to go, yes, is to go full-time, full-time in the business.
I'm sorry?
Your intention is to go full-time in sales, correct?
Yes, full-time in real estate sales. And within the next 90 days, that's my intention and okay. That's my goal. And I'm looking for a simplified plan as to how to replace my income.
Right.
And transition over into full-time real estate within that period of time working full-time.
Okay, here we go. Again, you know what? It is so awesome the way this happens, guys. Whenever we get questions, they tend to be, this happened last week as well, they tend to be pretty similar in theme. Yesenia, did you hear the last person's question?
Yes, it was pretty similar.
It is. So watch. I'm going to take you back to the following. Ready? All right. Here is the goal. And this is for all of you business people that you have a job and you also have a business and your business, you can't give it all of the energy that you need to give it because unfortunately you're tied to the job. And I can understand why you're tied to the job because the fact of the matter is that you need that for your income, right? So then if the thing that is keeping you back from going into business full time is the income, then we need to target that income. We need to find out. In other words, guys, if you want to start excelling at life, you need to do a great job at figuring out what the roadblock is and destroying and moving the roadblock out of the way as soon as humanly possible. Because most humans don't do that, and that's what causes mediocrity. Most humans go, oh, look at that, there's a roadblock. And then they hit their head up against the roadblock time and time again. What people that excel in business and in life do is the opposite. They go, that's the roadblock. My job is to terminate that roadblock. How can I do that? So let's do the math, Yesenia. You ready?
Yeah. Can I give you some numbers?
I'm going to ask you. Number one, what does it cost you to live?
If I'm about $3,500 to $4,000 a month.
All right. Let's
be candid right online with everyone just to share. That includes my residence, and unfortunately, I don't have any debt, consumer debt. I have a nice car that's paid for.
Perfect.
So it's just basically my residence and living expenses, which ranges from about $3,500 to $4,000 a month.
Okay.
Is what I'm working with.
Okay, beautiful. Ready? Here we go. Here we go. So she says, listen, she says, this is my cost. Right? All of you need to do this activity if you're working a business part-time and you also have a job. And before I help you guys with this, you know, there's always the plan, and I'm going to show you how to do that. But most important and more important than the plan is the being choice, right? You need to choose and you need to start accepting that you are the kind of human that can go out and work for yourself and fend for yourself. That you don't need to count on a job for a second, but that you believe that you are destined to live a life where you are free to express yourself in whatever way you want to express yourself, and you are free to earn whatever it is that you want to earn. And I'm going to be quite frank with you people, that's hard. That's hard. And let me tell you why that's hard. That's hard because for the most part, 80 to 90% of the human beings that we have been surrounded with, that we have been brought up by, that we have been trained by, that we have been mentored by, have done the opposite. They've done the exact opposite. They've had jobs, they've had steady incomes, and so everybody wants and desires security. So let me be an example for you, Yesenia. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Since the age of 17 years old, I have never in my life had a steady, secure income. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm only telling you this for one reason, Yesenia. Guess why?
Why is that?
Because if I could do it,
I can do it.
That's right. If I could do it, you can do it, people. Right? If I can do it, you can do it. We just need to take our minds and help ourselves to assess the information and be able to move accordingly to be able to focus on the target that we need in order to get ourselves what we want, all right? So $3,500 to $4,000 a month, perfect. Yesenia, $4,000 a month, that's what it's going to cost you to live. Okay, number two, do you have any income that is coming in on a regular basis? Make it stock dividends, passive rental income, maybe a spouse that earns money, anything like that?
No, I'm single. I support myself, and
just make sure we're still.
I do have some little stocks, you know, that are tied into the stock market. That would probably be penalized, you know, if I tapped into it. And my intention is not to really touch that.
Okay.
But just to generate a new income.
Okay.
Without having to, dive into any savings.
Okay, we can do this, Yesenia. We can do this because remember something, whatever you want to do, somebody else has done it. And if they have done it, guess what? You can do it as well. So number two, we have zero discretionary income, passive income, zero. Your situation might be a little bit different. For right now, in Yesenia's example, look what we're doing. We're doing the same exact thing that we did with the last caller. His goal was to be number one. We identified where he's at, and we're gonna identify the difference. Here's the target, Yesenia, $4,000 a month, or roughly $48,000 a year. Yes or no?
Yeah.
All right, now we're looking at step number three. Step number three is the following. What will I earn every time that I create a transaction? Now, Yesenia, you happen to be in real estate sales. We got people watching at us that are gonna do this example and they sell stuff online. Or they have a brick and mortar business. Or they have a consulting business. It's all the same thing, people. You need to find out your average earnings, your average profits per unit, per sale, which is, do you know, Yesenia?
I would say it'd be between $6,000 or $7,000 in the marketplace where I'm at right now.
All right, so $6,000 or $7,000 in the marketplace that you're at right now. Let's just use a ballpark of $6,000. Sound fair?
Yes, it does.
So every time, Lauren, I'm going to need your calculator. Every time that I do something, every time that I achieve something, I'm going to generate $6,000. Yesenia, can I tell you right now that you're going to have one little problem that you're going to have to battle with? Can I tell you what that problem is?
Yes, please.
Complacency.
Okay.
You know how I can tell you that you're going to have to battle with complacency? Because one sale is more than what it costs you to live in 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially what that means is you can go out and Lauren, 48,000 divided by 6,000 or 48 divided by 6, how much is that?
Eight.
Yesenia, all you need to find, listen to me very carefully, is 8 families a year to get in the way of their desires to buy or sell a home. That's it.
Wow, yeah. And I know I can do that.
Listen to me, I know you can do that. I'm willing to bet money that you can do that, and especially because you're learning from me. You for damn sure better be able to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed.
Now watch this though, watch this. Yesenia, I don't know about you, but I think you got more juice in the tank, and I think you should be able to do way more than 8 a year. What do you think?
Yeah, that's minimum. I know that I can do more.
All right.
And like you said, it's about getting out of complacency and getting my mindset toward being full-time focused on real estate and what I'm doing.
Well, hang on.
It's just a matter of launching, you know, getting out, you know, off of the tar and elevating.
Yeah, and let me share with you, and this is very, very big. Let me share with you some language here. It's not focusing on real estate or focusing on my restaurant business or focusing on my online business or focusing on all of that. Listen to me very carefully, guys. Whatever business you're in doesn't matter. You need to understand that the business you're in is simply the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's simply the vehicle. You will start earning way more money, 2 to 3 times. People, I've personally coached people that in 1 year, from 1 year to the next, quadruple, if not do 5 to 10x their income. Why? Because we got them to understand one basic principle of life. Money and the money that you earn is a reflection of the value that you bring to the world. The business that you choose to operate in is just the vehicle to help you to earn what is rightfully yours based on the value that you bring to this planet. Does that make sense?
Yeah, total sense.
So the reason why I'm bringing this up is because for you to be an exceptionary human being that is out there living to your fullest potential, man, I know you should be able to do at least double the same. You should be able to do at least 16, right?
Right. Yeah, I truly believe that.
And yet, herein lies the problem. By the way, I'm giving you guys a lot. Like this, I should be charging for this program. What do you think, Lauren? No? Okay, that's okay. We're having fun. We're giving everybody a lot, right? But listen, here's very important. If you have been used to, how old are you again?
I'm sorry?
How old are you again? Just, you don't have to tell me exactly. Give me roughly how old you are.
40.
Okay, 40. So that means
that 39, holding on to 39, but approaching the 4.
All right, good. No problem. Look, so then you're just like me, right? Look. That means, I just want you to think about this, guys. That means for the last 20 years of your life, you have been conditioned to and used to living a life where you do something and in return, you get something. You get a paycheck. Make sense?
Yes, it does. Uh-huh.
So we're going to have to reprogram you a little bit because as a result of that programming, what you can earn, what you can experience in life is limited. You have a very limited view and you have a very limited desire even. So let me help you with a couple of things. Ready? In order for us to get you from 8, 8 is easy. 8 is easy. You can do that all day long. Let's get you to 16 because 16 doesn't mean 48 grand. 16 means now you're in 6 figures and now we can start having some fun in life. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
All right, then tell me one thing in your life, Sylvia, that you are not satisfied with. One thing, one thing that you are passionate about, one thing that inspires you, one thing that if you could wave a magic wand right now, that you can change it right now within the next 12 months, what would that one thing be? And it has to cost money.
Yeah, it would have to be a change agent to really help people in different ways. And I do a lot of inspiration and motivation and everything, and I inspire people in general. But in terms of real estate, to help people realize home ownership and bring that realization to them, I think that would be a beautiful thing to really focus on.
Okay, now watch. I know that's a beautiful thing to focus on. Let me just tell you from my experience of coaching hundreds, if not thousands of people. You ready?
Yeah.
It's not good enough. It's not good enough. You need something that, listen to me, when the business gets tough, because it will, something that motivates you. It's like me, right? It's like I have the goal to lose weight. Well, that's a great goal. And as a result of that goal, I'm going to do a couple of things. But what I did a couple of months back was I said, if I don't lose a certain amount of pounds by Relentless, I'm going to shave my head on the stage. See, now there's some motivating factor. Now there's something attaching me. Now, as much as I want to eat the bread and as much as I want to have the cake, I remember what my commitment is. You need that type of commitment. So let me ask you a question. Let's get a little selfish here. Tell me about the home you live in.
Yes, it's a beautiful home. I have a small condo. You know, I've downsized. And I've come to the belief that simpler is better.
No problem.
For me.
No problem. Okay, tell me about the last time you went on vacation.
Wow, it's been a while. Down into the Caribbean, that was probably 4 years ago, I would say. I haven't really been on a real vacation in probably 4 years.
So you haven't been on a real vacation in probably 4 years. And let me tell you, when you do travel, I bet you travel on budget airlines and budget hotel. Yes or no?
Yes.
So what if you were to, right? So what if you were to go out and research and find out how much it would cost you to travel maybe first class, to go in a five-star hotel, to experience something incredible? Because look, guys, we're human beings. I mean, we should be taking a vacation every year. I mean, why not? Why not do that, right? Watch this. What if, as a reward for hitting the 16, what if you attached a dream vacation to that reward? Do you think you'd be more likely to go out and push for it and make it happen?
Yes, for sure. Uh-huh.
You see how this...
That brings a good point, Danny, because I've gotten so hyper-focused on, you know, the, I guess, survivorship that I've forgotten or become detached from those types of dreams and hopes and aspirations.
And that brings me to my last quote from this month. It says, from this last week on Instagram, it says, stop accepting and start aspiring.
Wonderful.
You've just been accustomed to a life that accepts what it is given. And what I'm teaching you to do is understand that, number one, all your dreams are possible as long as you have a deep desire to achieve them. And sometimes things like paying the bills, as a matter of fact, if you focus on paying the bills, you will only always be able to just pay the bills. We got to get you out of that thinking. We need to dangle a little carrot for you, something that is important to you. And by the way, it may not even be this vacation. It may be something that you want to do for somebody else. It may be your church that needs a school bus and you want to provide it for them. And I don't know, it may be something, but it's got to be something that means something to you. You attach that to your goal. Watch you actually achieve the goal in lightning speed. It'll be awesome. It'll be awesome. All right?
Wonderful. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, hey, listen, thank you for allowing us to call you. Thank you for being a part of the company. And I want you to go out and get those 16. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon. And we'll see you at Relentless. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye for now.
Yep. All right, guys. So that was two. And listen, to be honest with you, I went straight from my sales meeting at the company here to this. It's been an hour. I haven't had lunch. I'm hungry. But I just want to remind you guys or see if there's any more questions on Instagram or Facebook that I can answer very, very quickly without calling you. Lauren, any questions on Facebook?
Yeah, no? There's a lot.
There's a lot of them?
Yeah, but they're messaging you their numbers, so you're going to call them next.
Oh, so they're going to message me. Okay, so here's what I want you guys to do. Why don't we do this? If you have a question, go to DannyMorrell.com/ask. It just helps us to keep everything organized, and I'll call you live next week. It helps us to go ahead and stay prepared. By the way, number one, have you seen the book? The book cover is out. If you want to be one of the first to get notified when the book is released, go to DannyMorrell.com and click book, and you can actually sign up to get notified when the book comes out. Secondly, guys, we're only 21 days away from Relentless here in Southern California. Gary Vaynerchuk is going to be here. Gino Blafari, the CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, is going to be there. I'm going to be there. I've got a talk planned for you that is going to knock your freaking socks off and is going to cause massive growth and massive potential in your life and in your business. We got to it's just a star-studded event. There's only going to be 1,000 people allowed. We're almost sold out. And a lot of you are asking about the Platinum VIPs where you get to meet with Gary Vee. We just released about another 8 of them this morning, okay? So if you want one of those, I'd highly recommend it. It's just going to be Gary and about 60 people in a nice private room. You're going to have them all to yourself for about 45 minutes to ask them whatever you'd like, all right? Instagram, thank you so much for joining. Facebook, thank you so much for joining. And those of you watching us on YouTube and on my website, thank you so much for joining. Remember, every single week we upload the podcast onto iTunes, Stitcher, and to SoundCloud now. So remember to go to DannyMorrell.com and make sure that you subscribe on iTunes, on SoundCloud, on Stitcher. Guys, I'm hungry. I'm going to go eat. Take care. Thank you for being here. Bye-bye.
Peace
everybody.
Out.
See you, Instagram. Thank you for watching, guys.
Did you see Isaiah's answers?
Isaiah, my son. By the way, where it says Claudia Morrell, that's not my wife. That's my son.
He was so good.
He did good, huh? See you, Grandpappy. See you, mi amigo. Most viewers ever on Instagram. We had 129.
Wow. Yeah. That's really good.
It is good, huh?
Do you want your lunch?
I'll go get it. Don't worry. Well, it's lunch for all of us.
Yeah.
I already ate.